Assalamu alaikum and hello. My name is Chris Hawes and I am a recent convert to Islam. I converted in June of 2006. My spiritual journey has been a long one that has brought me to this point. The journey began quite a while ago when I was in elementary school. I had an intense interest in spiritual things, although my family was basically non-religious, nominal Christians at best, but in all practicality, they were secular folks, a typically secular Western family. However, for myself, I always had an interest in spiritual things, and being an avid reader, especially of ancient history, my first interest was in ancient Greek mythology. And I had a very deep interest in the ancient Greek gods, did much research on Greek mythology and religious practices and religious beliefs, and more or less embraced those beliefs as my own. Then as I moved into high school, I came into contact with a philosophy called Stoicism and embraced that, liking many, many tenets of it. Stoicism was a very popular ancient philosophy in Greece and in Rome, having eventually died out when the Roman Empire in the West fell, and also under the pressure of Christianity. From Stoicism, I became interested in Mormonism and explored Mormonism, and then eventually became a born-again Protestant Christian. For 30 years I was a Christian, very avid in my faith, sincere in my faith, to the point where I felt called to the ministry. I attended Bible school and I attended seminary, pastoring a church for 2 years, and I was also assistant pastor for a couple years. And then, due to some political differences with the denomination, I was not able to get another church, but remained active within the faith until about 4 years ago, when the accumulation of various disgruntlements, questionings about practice and theology led me to get rid of Christianity, and I dropped my Christian faith and was basically nothing for several years. In that interim, I re-explored Stoicism, Taoism, Buddhism, particularly Zen Buddhism. I also looked at the philosophy of the Japanese poet Basho until I ran across the poetry of Rumi, who perked up my ears at his mysticism, and it piqued my interest in Islam in general. So I began looking at Islam, and through an acquaintance, actually began looking at Shia Islam first. And then when I compared it with Sunni Islam, decided that the Shia version made much more sense. And so in June of last year, 2006, I accepted the faith, became a Shia Muslim. Now, the question comes, why did I like Shia Islam over Sunni Islam? To me, logic and coherence make much sense. They're important factors in one's faith. What I saw in Shia Islam, looking at the five roots of the faith, was a constructive building on foundations. First of all, you have the belief in God. You follow that with an understanding of how God interacts with human beings, the justice of God. Then the next route is that God sends prophets to let mankind know what his requirements are to worship him, to honor him. The next step is that God also sends imams to carry on the message in between the sending of prophets. And finally, that there is indeed an afterlife, that we are in existence, we're born, we live our lives here, sowing fruit, as it were, and then there is an afterlife where we reap what we sow. To me, that progression made far more sense than the Sunni presentation of the five pillars, in which the only basic doctrinal point is that of the fact that God is one. The rest of the points all deal with practice, and the thing that I started mulling over was, how can one base one's faith on a set of practices? It makes far more sense to look at doctrine and then on the doctrine base your practices. So for me, the five roots of Shia Islam made far more sense than the five pillars of Sunni Islam. And so I embraced the faith. I find that Islam as a whole is a satisfying religion. It is simple, and yet at the same time allows for one to have a very deep manifestation of belief. And so I find that in that it is satisfying, in a sense far more satisfying than Christianity, and far more theologically and logically consistent than Christianity. So that is my story, and I hope that those who watch this presentation are encouraged, and that each one who is not a believer may indeed find peace and hope and faith in Islam. Thank you very much.